guys for being here. You all know the news, so what questions do you have?
Okay, we'll open up. Rob Baller, Columbus Dispatch.
Gene, you said last week you were going to let the season play out, or at least there were a lot of games left you were looking forward to. What changed?
Well, you know, I just felt like looking at the last couple games, few games actually, that this team needed different leadership, so I made the change.
Move over to the left. Andy Anders, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, how tough was this for you personally? I mean, I'm sure you don't want to fire someone on your way out the door as athletic director here.
Well, it's hard. You know, it's really hard.
Spencer,
when you have good people and you care about people, then it's hard. If you don't have a good person, if you really don't care about the person, it's easier. But when you care about someone like I do, it makes it hard. Apologize.
Yeah, I apologize. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Gene, is there a process that you're going to go through with Ross as far as getting this, the next steps done, and what does that look like since he's still finishing things up and you're obviously finishing your own journey?
Yeah, I've had good communications with Ross along the way here about this issue, and shared with him along the way the decision that had to be made, and we talked about process moving forward, and I'll help him along the way.
You just talked about how, you know, you have good people, it's hard to do things like this. The saying is that the coaches always have, you know, the list, no matter what the program looks like, you always got the list of who you would like. Has that been the case with you, and do you see this being, once the season wraps up, a pretty rapid process, or is this something that's going to take some time with
you? Yeah, that's a great question for Ross. I really don't know. Sorry.
Doug LaMaurice, Kings of the North.
Gene, when you're in your position, how do you balance personal relationships, what kind of people are involved, with the needs of the program and what's best for the team? What's that balance like?
Well, really the answer's in your question, Doug. You know, my responsibility is to the program, and it's to these young men that compete every single day. I don't care what sport it is and whatever it is. My responsibility is to those young people and to the program. And so I just felt at this particular time with six regular season games left and Big Ten tournament and whatever the postseason brings, you know, a spark of energy was needed. And so, it's about the program in the end. And I have to set aside my personal feelings and just go with what's best for the program.
Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Gene, about 2-3 years ago, you made a plan with Chris to build through youth and let that youth go through some bumps, but come out on the other side of it. It seems like there's still a chance for that youth to maybe get to the potential that you guys saw. Why does that plan not work? Why is it time to change leadership when you could still, you know, maybe give that another year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the young men have played hard. They've given a lot. But the reality is, you know, the body of work over this last year, I felt that they needed something different from a leadership point of view to give them that chance. While they're young, there's a lot of minutes on that floor, a lot. And so they still have six home games in the tournament. So I wanted to give them a shot, and that's what they have.
So you're saying, so you still believe in the talent on this team, just that talent was not being realized to the level you wanted to see it?
That's right.
Over to the right, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Gene, you mentioned the timetable is kind of up to Ross. What will be your role in that process at Ross County exactly?
Yeah, so obviously we still have the remainder of the season, which, you know, I'm going to help Jake with and help navigate. And then when Ross gets here, as he shares with me his plan for the search, I'll be there to assist him and be very much a part of it and in conversation and background information, things of that nature.
So, but it'll be pretty much completely led by him.
Yeah, but I'll be a part of it.
Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, how much input did Ross have in terms of coming to this decision? Did you talk to him a lot before you made this decision?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot, but it was my decision. You know, I told him what I was going to do. It wasn't like, what do you think?
And you made the decision a couple years ago to give Chris a contract extension. Obviously, that increases what the buyout is now. Do you have any regrets about making that decision at that time?
Of course you do. I've had many regrets in my lifetime. I've been doing this a long time. If I could fix all the regrets that I have in my life, I'd fix them all. But certainly that's one of them.
Over to the left, Mitch Stacy, Associated Press.
How much more difficult is it to be a basketball coach at a Power Five program now than 7 years ago when you hired Chris?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's harder on all coaches in every sport now. I mean, if you think of the aggregate of all the issues that each coach is faced with now, you know, the transfer portal, the lawsuits, the NIL, and uncertainty about what's coming relative to, you know, our structure and the model, it's harder today. You know, the industry's harder. So it's harder for basketball coaches and all coaches, but you know, the basketball coaches, you know, they have different windows around the transfer portal. So it makes it a little bit more difficult.
How much do you think Chris struggled with all those changes?
That's a good question for Chris. I'm not going to get into that. I appreciate the question, though. That's not for me to answer.
Back row middle. Clay Hall, WSYX.
Were there things that you tried to change the course? I know you're not going to talk about where he felt short, but was it the same kind of thing? And what did you tell him? I think we need to do better here, there.
Yeah, Clay, I'm not going to get into that. I appreciate that. With all due respect, I'm just not going to go there.
Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Dude, you talked about how it's getting harder now for college basketball coaches. Just what is the standard right now for Ohio State men's basketball in a changing landscape?
There's nothing changed for any of our sports. I think we have 13 or 14 ranked in the top 25 right now. Well, we're getting ready to watch one of them, a great one. I mean, that, nothing's changed. I mean, all of our programs have the same standard. The blessing that we have at The Ohio State University is to recruit to this platform, to recruit to Columbus, the resources that Buckeye Nation provides us. So. The standard for men's basketball is the same. Be in the hunt, periodically win the championship, and go deep into the postseason. And that hasn't changed. And so that hasn't been accomplished. We need to do better.
Back row, Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Gene, back
straight
ahead. To make a decision of this magnitude with this amount of money involved, I assume that President Carter had to be involved. What were those conversations like? You just got to know him in the last 3 months. Just what were those discussions like?
President Carter is unbelievable, obviously because of his athletic background and his understanding of our space. Conversations are pretty straightforward and frank, and he's a decision maker, which I like. There's no gray area. And so he agreed, he supported, and we made the decision.
If I can also ask, 19 years you've been here, so many great ups, downs, many great things that have great accomplishments. As you bring in Ross and welcome him to this community and everything that goes with it, what are the recommendations that you're going to make to Ross about what can be done to improve the fan experience, the overall environment, and getting people to come back to the Schottenstein Center to watch Ohio State men's basketball? It just died on the vine. In the last 3 years, what can you do? What can you recommend to him that needs to be done?
Yeah, it's so funny. I mean, you guys are opinion makers. To say that it died on the vine.
Lowest attendance you've ever had.
Yeah, but it's still 8,000. I mean, you know, we can debate that all we want to, but at the end of the day, this is 8,000 fans at the last game that we won. So the facts are this. We have to have expectations consistent with reality. There's going to be games throughout the year where you're going to have 8 or 10. guys seem to forget that conversation from like 10 years ago. The reality is that's going to happen. It happened during Thad Mata's years. Go back and look at the numbers. There were 8 and 10,000 fans periodically throughout the season. However, to your point, there's got to be 6, 7, or 8 games where we're close to that sellout or at the sellout. We haven't had that, to your point. That's really what you're talking about. It hadn't died on the vine. At the end of the day, we need to get better. We need to win. And my advice to Ross is simple. Product, place, price. That's marketing. You got to win. You got to win.
Adam King, WBNS.
Kind of went off of that, Gene. You've done a good job in your career being bringing good people that are also good coaches. I know you're not going to make this decision with Ross, but how much are you going to try to instill what it takes to put Ohio State back where they were just 10 years ago in the program?
I'm going to be all in with Ross. I'm going to be honest, forthright, authentic, and genuine. And tell him that, you know, we got to find somebody that has the X's and O's and those talents and skills, but they got to fit our values. They got to fit our culture. So I'll be involved. It'll be heavy.
Guys, I'm going to go just a few more questions over to the right. Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Gene, you mentioned the last few games, like 9 of the last 11 have been losses. Why was this game after Wisconsin the time you decided?
Well, it's something I obviously have been thinking about for a little bit. And, you know, I am so appreciative that Jake Diebler stepped up and accepted the challenge. That's not easy. I hope you guys appreciate that, that what he's doing is not easy. And so my heart is with him to a great degree. But we have a little runway. You know, it's you have days between now and Sunday where you have time to accept the emotions of this moment and adjust and begin to coach our kids. I mean, there's some games where you only have 2.5 days to recover. Actually, less than that. It's a day and a half because you get on a plane to go somewhere. So the runway for him is the best that it could possibly be when you're this deep in the season. So. I'm so appreciative of him just stepping up and being a warrior and taking this on.
What do you see of Jake stepping in on the court? What do you imagine of the
You know, it's hard to imagine except, you know, I think he's a very good coach. I think he's gonna demonstrate, you know, for the kids, just at the end of the day, that we just need to keep fighting all the way through. I mean, he's gonna do that. And. So I feel good about it.
Joe Nugent, WCMH.
With making the decision now to put the program in a position of strength in terms of the search, if you had started a little bit earlier, I know Ross will.
And it's not a big game. You can do some background checking and things of that nature, but it's not a huge game because you really can't begin to talk to candidates till the end of the season. You know, it's so. You know, it's more about, you know, these 6 games and where these kids are and trying to give them a spark. And hopefully, you know, it shows up on the floor. Guys, I appreciate the time. I've always appreciated you. So, sorry I got to roll. Thanks.
Thank you.